Fuck 'em. We're back to the Tony Michaels podcast.
Welcome back to the show. That's right. Old Donnie Big Mac wants to be a dictator. And the former Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy, is out. Get out of here, bitch. You're out, motherfucker. See you later. Hit the road, Jack. And all he did was keep the government open. Got a few Democrats to vote for him. You think they would go ahead and oust Mike Johnson then? Because he did the exact same thing. Uh-oh. Yeah, the wiener of the House, Michael Johnson, did the exact same thing Kevin McCarthy got kicked out for. Now, I'm going to go to these tapes. Jesus Christ, what is this, the fucking 1900s? My cough is getting better. It really is. It's getting better, I promise. But when I laugh, it invokes a cough. So, you know, what am I supposed to do? And I know how you guys like when I get cracked up, but we're going to have to try to refrain for a few more days so I don't have a coughing fit go on in the show. Now, let's get to some of these clips. Here is the clip where he talks about how he's going to be day one dictator. Here it is. Listen to this.
We love this guy. He says, "You're not going to be a dictator, are you?" I said, no, other than day one.
Listen to it again.
He says, "You're not going to be a dictator, are you?" I said, no, other than day one. We love this guy. He says, "You're not going to be a dictator, are you?" I said, no, other than day one.
It's so funny. Now, this is the thing they do, right? It's like, oh, it's a joke. I wasn't serious. And they say, don't take him literally. Just take him seriously. Don't take him seriously. Take him literally. Listen to it again, though. I mean, what the fuck you want me to do? What do you want me to do?
We love this guy. He says, "You're not going to be a dictator, are you?" I said, no, other than day one.
Okay, so he's saying the quiet part out loud. I mean, he wants to be a dictator. Everyone fucking knows this shit, right? Everyone knows he wants to be a fucking dictator. He hasn't been hiding that. They haven't been hiding that. His cult hasn't been hiding that they want him to be a dictator. They haven't hid that fact. Right now, the one that is a little more sinister, though, is this video here. Now, the reason why it's a little more sinister is because Sean Hannity really kind of asked him the question and serves him up a softball here. Okay. Sean Hannity. Yeah, I know that the clips volumes are low, but I'm trying to get the volume up, but it is what it is. Let me see if I can. Let me see if I can crank it up a bit. But here's the one where Sean Hannity serves him the softball question for him to say, "Oh, no, I'm not going to do that. I wouldn't do that." Watch what he does, though. Watch this.
"You would never abuse power as retribution against anybody.
Except for day one."
Except
for
what?
He's going crazy. "Except for day one."
Meaning?
"Except for day one. It's a fucking coupon day."
"Okay, well, we'll have a coupon day or
that's
something."
"Right. Yeah, we'll have a coupon day. It'll be dictator coupon day. It'll just be one fucking day, right? One fucking day." Now, why is he saying this stuff? Again, folks, the reason why he's saying this shit, listen to it one more time. Listen to it.
"You would never abuse power as retribution against anybody."
"Except for day one."
Okay, the reason why he's saying it like this is because he knows the cult wants him to be the dictator. Someone here is saying The Purge. Yeah. You seen the movie The Purge? Yeah. Yep. But here's what he's telling his cult. You got to remember, a lot of people get this confused. Everyone thinks Trump is talking to us. He's not talking to us, motherfuckers. He's not talking to us. He's talking to his sheep. This is sheep food. This is fucking sheep food, folks. That's what this is. He's feeding the fucking sheep. All right. Now, This is the same thing. And he goes over this in this interview, and I'll play the clip where he calls Joe Biden Obama. And the media, a lot of dumb people out there on the left, and, you know, it's a lot of people I know, and it's fucking ridiculous. I can't even believe that they played into this stupid thing, but they play into his hands every time. When he calls Biden Obama, he's not, he does not think that Biden is not the president and Obama is the president. He's speaking QAnon, dummy. He's speaking QAnon. It's not his dementia. It's not his mind going south. It's not that he doesn't know who the president is. He's speaking QAnon. Okay? He's feeding the sheep is what he's doing. And until we get with the truth, I said this a long time ago when he first started calling Biden Obama. You remember it. I said it here on the show. He doesn't think that Obama's president. It's fucking QAnon talk. He's speaking QAnon and he's feeding the sheep. That's what he's doing. But that's what he's doing with this. That's what he's doing with this. Listen.
You would never abuse power as retribution against anybody.
Except for day one.
The reason why he's saying except for day one is because the sheep have to defend the position that he's taken against our logic. Because rational thought would tell you that if someone thinks that they can be the dictator on just day one, that they'll stop being dictator once the fucking clock strikes midnight. Right? It's like the Cinderella a spell that the fairy godmother cast on Cinderella. When the clock strikes midnight, that spell is over. That's what they're going to try to convince us of. He convinces the sheep and feeds them the food. Hey, you want to be a dictator? Yeah, I'll be a dictator, but just for one day. That way, when they challenge you, you can just say it's just for one day. No biggie, no biggie. It's a fucking coupon day. Dictator coupon day, right? It's what it is. Because they have to defend it against you and your rational thought. So here's what's going to happen. Literally, you're going to make the argument, either in a fucking social media post or in real life with your farm fresh fash Uncle Facebook Fred, right? That, hey, man, he wants to be a dictator. He said it. He wants to be a dictator on day one. They're like, no. That's not what he said. What he said was he only wants to be a dictator on the first day. After that, he won't be a dictator anymore. Okay? It's like a dictator coupon day. See, we got to have a coupon day for dictators. That's what we have here in this country because we're patriots. We're patriots. We believe in the American Constitution, except on the first day that our dictator is the dictator. Okay? That's how it works. That's the shit they're going to feed back to you. That's how it's going to work. Oh, you guys like the dictator stuff? Maybe I should have put that on the thumbnail. Day one dictator. I don't know. Fucking dude looks like a dictator, doesn't he? I mean, he eats a lot of food. I don't know. Hey, I'm not knocking it. A lot of people like the taste of dick, it appears. I don't know. I've watched porn. I've been to Pornhub. It looks like a lot of folks like the taste of dick. This guy looks like one of them. I don't know. Maybe. Maybe not. I don't know. To each its own, though. You know what I mean? Now, they're already saying this shit on Fox News. They're all, because here's what happens. He sets the tone, and then Fox News and the right-wing media gives them the way to argue the stupid shit back. Right? You see what I mean? They're like, oh, yeah, he wants to be dictator. Oh, no. How am I going to combat that? I'll go watch Fox News and Fox News will tell me how to fucking puke up bullshit out of my mouth when someone uses rational thought on me and critical thinking skills. When someone uses their critical thinking skills on me, I'll just puke up what Fox News says. Well, here you go. Listen to it.
The border. Listen to this.
the media has been focused on this and attacking you.
Yeah.
Under no circumstances, you are promising America tonight. You would never abuse power as retribution against anybody.
Except for day one.
Except for
he's going to prison. Except for day one.
Meaning?
I want to close the border and I want to drill. He says, you're not going to be a dictator, are you? I said, no, no, no. Other than day one. We're closing the border and we're drilling, drilling, drilling. After that, I'm not a dictator. So that,
Senator, he made light of it. Is that what you want? Border closed?
Do you see him laughing? Watch this. Watch this motherfucker. Watch this motherfucker. Watch. Watch. Senator, he made light of that. Is that what you want? And she's like, you want the border closed? Because that's what they're doing. They're like, oh my God, he said that shit. Whoa, holy fuck. He said the quiet part out loud. What are you doing? What the fuck are you doing? Saying you want to be a dictator. He wants to be a dictator. I mean, you know, whatever. But they're going to laugh it off, right? Oh, it's just that. He's just being funny. He's just being funny. And he's just talking about the border. Because he says, listen to the clip. Because they played the part of the clip. Here is this part of the clip. Listen.
You would never abuse power as retribution against anybody.
Except for day one.
Yeah. Except for
he's going.
Did you hear the crowd? Yeah, yeah. The fucking dictator lover in the crowd. Yeah, he loves the taste of dick. Woo, woo. Let's taste that dick all night long. On the first day. Only on the first day, though.
Except for day one.
Meaning?
I want to close the border and I want to drill. He says,
I want to close the border and I want to drill. Sounds like he wants to taste the dick to me. I don't know.
You're not going to be a dictator, are you? I said, no, no, no. Other than day one, we're closing the border and we're drilling, drilling, drilling. After that, I'm not a dictator.
After that, I'm not a dictator. Wink. Wink. After that, I'm not a dictator. What is he talking about? Is he saying that it takes a dictator to close the border and to drill? So they're only going to drill for oil on one day and they're only going to close the border for one day?
This is your emergency broadcast system announcing the commencement of the annual purge. At the siren, all emergency services will be suspended.
It's like the purge. Because he's not going to close the border for just one day, motherfuckers. He's not going to drill oil everywhere for just one day. And then he'll stop being dictator. This is the slow walk in the narrative. This is the slow walk to get the cult to want and to start screaming, we want him to be the dictator. We want him to be the dictator, dictator. Dictator, 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 dictator. You know, it's the crowd roaring and getting uproar. That's the point of all this. But they're going to laugh it off, right? They're going to laugh it off like this fucking chucklehead does.
Senator, he made light of it. Is that what you want? Border closed?
For sure. And not only does he say he's going to do it, we know he will do it because he has done it. And many of the things that need to be done, he can do by executive order because they've been undone by executive
order. That's exactly.
See, there you go. Executive order. No, they're talking about executive order. He's talking about executive order. He's not saying he won't be a dictator. Don't believe him when he says what he says. Just understand he's an idiot and he's saying something completely different. This is all fucking stupid. This is fucking dumb. Yes, he wants to be a dictator. Listen to what the fuck they're saying when they're saying it. And he's talking about Project 2025 is what he's really talking about. Now, let me show you this. Yesterday, we watched this video. But this video fucking says it all. Every single last piece of this says it all. And this is Steve Bannon and Cash Patel. yesterday. Listen.
Highly confident that when you go back and as a senior member of this administration, President Trump's administration, starting in the afternoon of the 20th of January of 2025, do you feel confident that you will be able to deliver the goods, that we can have serious prosecutions and accountability? And I want the Morning Joe producers that watch us and all the producers that watch us. This is just not rhetoric. We're absolutely dead serious. We're not. You cannot have a constitutional republic and allow what these deep staters have done to the country. The deep state, the administrative state, the fourth branch of government never mentioned in the Constitution is going to be taken apart brick by brick.
Okay, first off, a lot of this shit is just illegal that they describe in this video. It's unconstitutional. It's illegal. They can't just undo and tear apart the administrative state. Like, there's fucking contracts and rules and law that stand in their way, right? So remember that. Remember when we're talking about Project 2025, they want a fascist state, and that's what Steve Bannon and Kash Patel are drooling over and wetting their pants here and jerking off to. They're jerking off to Project 2025, and they're going to get there, folks. A lot of people think I'm crazy when I say Republicans are going to run on 2025. Bannon, Kash Patel, and Trump are going to make them run on 2025. That's right. Republicans are going to be trying to tell you why having a fascist state like Project 2025 is a good thing. I'm not shitting you. They're going to use it as their platform to run. They're going to do that. Now, the reason why Donald Trump says day one is because that's what they're going to start saying is Project 2025 day one. Okay. This is going, I'm just telling you what the fuck is going to happen. I'm already seeing it to formulate, and I've been talking about it for months. Listen, they're going to run on Project 2025, and they're going to say, when we're like Project 2025 is the Republicans wanting a fascist state, they're going to comment to you in social media and say, yeah, Project 2025, day one. That's they're going to say that shit. Project 2025, day one. That's what they're going to be saying soon. It's going to happen. It's going to be very soon that they're going to say this shit. Listen.
And the people that did these evil deeds will be held accountable and prosecuted. Criminal prosecutions. Cash, I know you're probably going to be head of the CIA, but do you believe that you can deliver the goods on this in a pretty short order of the first couple of months so we can get...
Okay. First off, these two chuckleheads don't even know what the director of the CIA does. If they think the director of the CIA takes apart the bureaucracy brick by brick. The director of the CIA is in charge of intelligence, and it's not in charge of domestic intelligence. That's the FBI. These people are fucking there. And again, Steve Bannon and Kash Patel know this, but they know the sheep don't know this. Again, more sheep food. It's more sheep food. Tracy says they're delusional. They're not delusional. Their audience is delusional. That's what I'm trying to say, is that their audience is delusional. That again, this is all a form and fashion to get the cult to want Trump as the dictator, because he's going to have to run that way. He has to run to be the dictator. It's his only choice. It's his only choice. It's his only option. They painted themselves into the authoritarian corner because he's already the dictator and the authoritarian of the Republican Party. He doesn't have a choice but to run that way. So the people who propagate, like Trump, Steve Bannon, and Kash Patel, they have to delude the sheep. So they're delusional. Tracy, I hope that you're talking about their audience, because their audience surely is delusional. Steve Bannon and Kash Patel are not. They are fucking orchestrating the op of a misinformation campaign to get the cult to be in a position to want a dictator. You are going to have MAGA family members that you think were good people at one point, that were smart people, that would never fucking want a Hitler into power. And they're going to start saying crazy shit like, well, maybe Hitler wasn't all that bad. I'm telling you, it's going to happen.
Get rolling on prosecutions?
Yes, we got the bench for it, Bannon, and you know those guys. I'm not going to go out there and say their names right now so the radical left-wing media can terrorize them. But, excuse me, the one thing we learned in the Trump administration the first go-round is we got to put in All-America Patriots top to bottom. And we got them for law enforcement. We got them for intel collection. We got them for offensive operations. We got them for DOD, CIA, everywhere. And the one thing we will do that they never will do is we will follow the facts and the law and go to courts of law and correct these justices and lawyers who have been prosecuting these cases based on politics and actually issuing them as lawfare. We will go out and find the conspirators, not just in government, but in the media. Yes, we're going to come after the people in the media who lied about American citizens, who helped Joe Biden rig presidential elections. We're going to come after you, whether it's criminally or civilly. We'll figure that out. But yeah, we're putting you all on notice. And Steve, this is why they hate us.
So they're threatening me. They're threatening me and people like me. Because I am the liberal media. I don't give a fuck what anyone says. I am the liberal media. I am. I'm the fucking bar. I'm the fucking standard. People don't know it yet, but I am. Because no one does what the fuck I do. There's people who do shit that's similar to me, but they don't do shit that I do. They don't say the shit that I say. They don't say how I say it. They don't have the actual narrative that I have. They just don't. People are moving in that direction, and I hope more and more copy me, and I hope more and more move in my direction, because the more that move in my direction, the better off we are from fucking pieces of fascist trash like Cash Patel. Because he's not only is he threatening lawyers and judges at this point, he's threatening people who tell the truth and who want the truth to be known. That's what he's doing. He's threatening them. And he's threatening them with weaponization of government, which is fucking rich, isn't it? But this, they're describing Project 2025 to their sheep for a reason, okay? Because they have to slow walk these people into believing this shit is good. Because on its face, this shit is trash. It's fascist trash on its face. So they gotta fucking put chocolate syrup on it, right? I mean, think about if you had to fucking feed someone a dog turd, right? Let's say your main goal in life and someone would shoot and kill you if you didn't get this person to eat this piece of dog shit, right? And they're like, well, you can get them to eat the piece of dog shit however you want, right? However you want them to get them to eat this piece of fresh, you know, juicy, warm piece of dog shit, you just do it however you want. Well, what would be your first thought? You're like, well, you know, what I'd do is just put a bunch of shit on it so that you wouldn't really taste the dog shit. That's what they're doing. That's what they're doing. Sheep food. They're feeding sheep the dog shit. What do you want from me? I mean, if you want to put it in a less disgusting way, it's like when you got to feed your dog a pill and you put it in a piece of cheese, right? You trick that son of a bitch. You wrap it up in a piece of cheese and you're like, here you go. You want a piece of cheese? And they're like, yeah, I want a piece of cheese. You're like, oh, what the fuck did you put in that thing? But they eat it anyways. Same thing. Same thing. Same thing. Right? Yogi said, that's nasty. It is nasty. They're nasty motherfuckers. What do you want from me? They're nasty motherfuckers. They're trying to... You're telling me that these two sumbitches here aren't nasty sumbitches? Look at these two nasty motherfuckers. I mean, I'm just showing you what the fuck their plan is. Again, the media gets all fucking distracted and shit. They get all distracted, right? Oh, fuck. They're going to talk about how Joe Biden isn't going to run if Trump ain't going to run for the next 3 weeks and how that's bad for Joe Biden. And it's good for Dean Phillips, whoever the fuck that is. Come on. Come on. Joe Biden's just telling you what the truth is. Is that, yeah, I'm running against Trump because Trump's a huge threat and I can whip his ass. And I'm going to stay in the fight for the American people. Because I believe in democracy and I want my legacy to be that I fought for democracy. Isn't that what you want your legacy to be? That's what I want my legacy to be. That's why I sit here every day. A lot of people are going to say a lot of shit about me. A lot of shit. They're going to say a lot of stuff. They're going to talk about my past. They're going to talk about my fucking record. They're going to talk about where I was, when I was, how I was, if I was in prison, why I was in. They're going to say a lot of that shit. I don't give a fuck. I could care less what the fuck people say about me on the internet or in real life. I don't give a shit. I don't give a fuck. I'm not here for that shit. I'm not here for me. I'm here to make sure that I do something. And I've got a certain talent. I've got a certain talent to talk into a microphone for an extended period of time. And I can do it day after day after day after day after day. And I will never fucking stop. And these fucking chuckleheads will not stop me. They will have to come get me and hang me by my fucking neck before I shut the fuck up. No fucking way, no fucking how. And they're threatening me with and other people like me with criminal prosecution? Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here with this bullshit. What do I say on this show? What do I say? Stop concentrating on the criminal trial. Stop concentrating on the fucking if he's going to go to prison shit. I'm not hyper-focused on Trump going to prison. I'm hyper-focused on you being his fucking jury. You saving our democracy. You, the fucking people. That's my belief. That's what I want my fucking legacy to be. I want people to look back and go, you know, that guy said a lot of F-words. He said a lot of fucking F-words. He cussed a lot. He said some crazy shit. He had a crazy fucking show. They laughed on there. They did some serious fucking goofs. I mean, it was nuts. But there was something about it. There was something about it that captured the pro-democracy coalition. There was something about it that had this cathartic release. There was something about it that stirred this strategic outrage for people to defend liberal democracy in America. That's what I want my legacy to be. I don't want it to be, well, he had a lot of good commercials on his show, and he sold Athletic Greens and all kinds of property in Scotland, and he sold gold, and he hawked this and he hawked that. Oh man, he had a lot of great things that he sold, a lot of great ad reads. I don't give a fuck about that, man. What do I give a shit about that? I mean, yeah, I got to keep the microphone powered on, but that's what you guys do. You guys keep this microphone powered on against fascism. And that's going to be your legacy. That's going to be your legacy. That you didn't quit, that you fought. Just like this last election in Ohio, this last election in Virginia and Kentucky. That's their legacy, folks. Those things fucking matter. Those things fucking matter. Doing ad reads so that you can make money for your show. I mean, yeah, that keeps you going. That keeps you talking. And it's great to have piles of money in your pocket. But is it the thing that matters? Fuck no. Fuck no. We have to let people know that this is Project 2025 that they're fucking talking about. And we have to let people know that Trump is talking about day one and he's talking about Project 2025. That's what the fuck they're talking about. I mean, shit, we just saw Tommy Tuberville's blockade in the Senate, which is a precursor to Project 2025. Here's the tape of him being chased in the parking lot, being questioned. Listen to this.
That you didn't achieve exactly what you set out to do, that the policy is still in place.
It was pretty much a draw. I mean, they didn't get what they wanted. We didn't get what we wanted.
It was pretty much a draw. So I'm a fucking idiot. It was all a waste of time. It was all a waste of time and the American people's tax dollars. What a fucking joke. What a fucking joke. Keep going, you joke.
And, you know, when they change the rules, it's hard to win. And so they changed the NDAA rules. We didn't get to fight for it to leave it in the Senate. And so
did you hear that? They didn't win. He didn't want the military to get promotions. He didn't want the military to be strong. That was his goal. Their goal with Project 2025 is to weaken our bureaucracy, is to weaken our military, weaken our defenses. It's to weaken our democracy, folks. That is their fucking goal. That's their definition of winning. That's their definition. And they're going to say it. They're going to say Project 2025, day one.
I love this guy. He says, you're not going to be a dictator, are you? I said, no, 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 other than day one. I love this guy. He says, you're not going to be a dictator, are you? I said, no, 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 other than day one.
You're going to see it. Project 2025, day one. They're going to start hashtagging it. They're going to start tweeting it. They're going to start saying it in comments. It's going to happen. Now, I'm at the top of the hour here. And I've got some more clips I want to show you. I've got one from Jasmine Crockett. Holy fuck. I'm in love with her. Jasmine Crockett is one of the best fucking congresspeople that we have in the new brand of liberalism. That's right. I said the new brand of liberalism. The new brand of liberalism is not the Bernie Bros or AOC. It is Jasmine Crockett, folks. Holy fuck. Holy shit. It is John Fetterman, folks. That is the new brand of liberalism. That is the new brand of Democrat in this country. And I got a clip of that to show you. And I've got more clips of this Trump town hall to show you. I also want to show you a video from the Missouri legislator where they're trying to criminalize the Missouri's Nazi party is trying to criminalize women's health care. I've got that to show you as well. And a few other clips. So don't go anywhere. Don't go anywhere. I'm going to take a quick drink break and catch myself here. Stick around. We'll be right back right after this.
What the fuck is wrong with you people? It's a rhetorical question at best. We'll be right back on the Tony Michaels Podcast.
Fellow patriots, what would you do if there was a Trump supporter right in front of you, crying in pain because they have to live under communist tyranny? We know what you would do. You'd reach out and give that true American a hand. Now, here's your chance. For only $50 a day, you can help us help those true Americans recover from Biden's socialist reign of terror. These are those Trump supporters, and this is that moment. Send your donation via Venmo to the real president, Donald J. Trump. It's only $50 a day, recurring. And it means you'll get these Trump supporters the critical help they so desperately need to survive under this false regime. Please donate now, because those Trump supporters you just saw can't wait another moment.
Fuck 'em, fuck 'em, fuck 'em, fuck 'em, fuck 'em, fuck 'em. We're back to the Tony Michaels Podcast.
Welcome back to the show. You know we're in the fight against fascism. Me, you, the entire audience, entire pro-democracy coalition, and you are the one that keeps this microphone powered on against fascism. And I appreciate every single one of you every single day who comes here to support the show, whether you're watching, you're listening on Twitch or on YouTube or try to on Facebook, but I'm banned from Facebook still. If you go to the Discord and you're chatting on Discord, but I want to give you an idea. If you have linked your Twitch account to your Amazon account, it is one way. This is really cool. This is one way. If you have a Prime account that you can support this show and this microphone staying on powered against fascism, it is one way that you can do it for free. That's right. It doesn't cost you any extra money. If you have a Amazon Prime account, you just link it to your Twitch account. And when you link your Amazon account to your Twitch account, you get one free subscription to Twitch. And if you give that one free subscription to the Tony Michaels podcast, I get a couple dollars. But you have to renew it every month. Let me show you how it's done. You go down to memberships. You click on this link right here. It says link Amazon and Twitch. It gives you the directions on how to link them and also how to resubscribe. Just click this link right here. It'll show you how to do it. So if you're out there and you have done this before, you have linked your Amazon Prime account to the Twitch account, make sure you go resubscribe. The directions are right here at this link, and that helps us stay power on. And it didn't cost you a single extra dime. Really cool way to support the show. And if you're an Amazon Prime subscriber, it doesn't cost you a single extra nickel. The other thing I want to remind you of is there's a promo code. That's right, a promo code for 10% off your entire order in the Tattoo Merch Collection store. If you want to go get your Tattoo Merch Collection, it's the microphone that says "This Machine Kills Fascists," the Tony Michaels podcast Tattoo Merch Collection design. You go to thetonymichaels.com, you click on the Tattoo Merch Collection, and use the promo code HOLIDAY10. That's HOLIDAY10, all caps, HOLIDAY10 for 10% off your holiday order. That's going till Sunday. And if you order by Sunday, you should get your order by Christmas, if you want to get it by Christmas. So there's my grift to keep, you know, the microphone on. The other thing that's really cool that's going on in the Fuck'em Fam universe is the book club over on Discord. That's right. The Library of Democracy is promoting and sponsoring the book club over there. They have it every single week. It's Win Every Argument with Mini Hassan is the next book they're reading. So check out the book club over on Discord. Again, you can find it at thetonymichaels.com. You just pan on down to memberships and you hit the book club membership. You will have to join the Discord to participate in the book club, but it's really fun. Everyone loves the book club, and they're going to be reading more and more books in January. Actually, in February, I think we're going to do Rachel Bitticoffer's book, Hit 'Em Where It Hurts, and she'll actually be participating in that book club. So get in the book club now. Get in the groove. That way in February, you guys can participate with Dr. Rachel Bitticoffer in a book club with her book. Also, if you... Excuse me. If you want to support the show monetarily, you can go to live. Yeah, thanks. You can go to live show support on thetonymichaels.com. You can buy me a shot of Jaeger. Today is karaoke day. It's Wednesday. I probably won't be singing much. Maybe a little. Maybe low songs like Your Man. Have you heard Your Man by Josh Turner? Baby, lock the door and turn the lights down low. Put some music on that's soft. And man, my voice is, it's horrid. Maybe I'll get to sing tonight for karaoke. Depends on how many shots that you buy and how much Jaeger soothes my throat. So if you want to support the show that way, I appreciate it. I don't like dead air on the show, so I hate muting my mic for a cough. I really do. So I'm gonna go back here to some clips. Now I want to show you, because speaking of Nazis, you know, we were talking about Nazis as we always are, because the Republican Party is just full of Nazis. But the best part about Nazis is to watch Nazis whine and cry. What is better than to bathe in Nazi and MAGA tears? Right? Am I right? Is that not your favorite pastime? Is to just swim in a river and a sea of MAGA and Nazi tears. And boy, do I have some MAGA Nazi tears for you from this buffoon. Nick Fuentes, the America First Nazi himself. Apparently, they have run out of money and they have run out of time and they cannot do AFPAC, the America First Nazi rally that they want to hold. Listen to this. This is fucking fantastic. Great tears. Listen to the tears.
Earlier in the year, we put out a trailer about AFPAC 4, and it said December 2023. And initially, we had planned on doing AFPAC 4 in December 2023. But obviously, there hasn't been any news about that. We haven't given any updates. We haven't sold tickets or anything like that. And that's because, unfortunately, we're going to postpone AFPAC 4. It'll be happening in 2024 instead of this month. So we're looking for a place to do AFPAC 4, but we just haven't quite found the right opportunity. And we continue to struggle with things like banking and payment processing. We couldn't even sell tickets right now if we wanted to, because right now we're between banks and payment processors.
I wonder why that is. I wonder if it's because, I don't know, he's an anti-Semite and banks don't want to do business with anti-Semites. If he's a Nazi, and banks don't want to do business with, I don't know, Nazis. Could it be that? Could it be that?
So, unfortunately, I do apologize. It is going to happen, but we are going to have to postpone it until next year, just because, again, a lot of extenuating circumstances. When I said on Elijah Schaefer's show, and they said, have you ever been in a romantic relationship? Have you ever had sex with a girl? And I said, no.
Uh-oh. Apparently, Rat and the Laboratory have found audio from Nick Fuentes, apparently. Oh, I don't know. I just had to show you those Nazi tears. I always enjoy Nazi tears. You know, Micro Johnson. Damn it. I was trying not to have a coughing fit. I promise. I was trying not to, but it happened. I think it was all the laughing. Maybe that's what it was. Anyways, Micro Johnson yesterday said this. Now, I am... This is another laughable matter. If you remember, he said this yesterday. So listen real quick.
Trust the American people to draw their own conclusions. They should not be dictated by some narrative and accept that as fact. So they can review the tapes themselves. We're going through a methodical process of releasing them as quickly as we can. As you know, we have to blur some of the faces of persons who participated in the events of that day, because we don't want them to be retaliated against. And
we don't want them to be retaliated against with, like, I don't know, you know, lawful prosecutions for their crimes. Circuit Boy Scout says, as a gay man, I can say he is so gay. I don't know if you mean Nick Fuentes or Micro Johnson or both. I don't know. I don't know who you're talking about. Maybe you're talking about me. I don't know. I don't know who you're talking about, Circuit Boy Scout, but I'm assuming you're talking about Nick Fuentes or this guy, Micro Johnson, because, yeah, to me, they both seem like they totally could be. I don't know why they stay closeted. Come out of the closet, guys. Come out of the closet. We welcome you in society. But here, yesterday, Micro Johnson had to take a walk back. He had to say, no, we're not going to actually blur the faces. And the reason why is because people are like, isn't this obstruction? And like, no, it's not obstruction, because the DOJ already has the tapes. And then he was stuck in a situation where he was saying, well, then why are you blurring the faces for the American people? And the reason why is because the internet sleuths and the sedition hunters out there would help the FBI and law enforcement get these people by doing their little thing on the interwebs. Their little interwebs thing, and making sure that they report who these people are, right? Using social media as the power of the people and to crowdsource, making sure that these people get held accountable. So Micro Johnson is going to blur the insurrectionists' faces so that way they couldn't be held accountable. But when he was caught saying, well, isn't this obstruction? And they're like, no, it's not obstruction, because the DOJ already has the tapes. Then they were like, then why the fuck do you care? Oh, that's right. It's all bullshit. Oh, you're lying. Huh? You're lying. Well, here's the thing. I want to point out, because a lot of people are going to wonder how they're going to spend this shit, because they're going to have to spend this shit, folks, because more and more of these insurrectionists are being caught from these tapes, and more of them are being outed, and more of them are being arrested by the FBI and charged with crimes on the day of January 6th. Now, here's my favorite guy, DC Drano. Flush him down the fucking toilet. I don't know why he calls himself Drano. Doesn't he know that Drano gets flushed down the fucking sewer system? Like it, Drano is designed to go to the sewer. Like that's what it's designed to do. But you know, whatever. I'm not gonna. It goes to the swamp, dude. Drano ends up in the swamp every time. Okay, well, but whatever. So this guy says, Speaker Johnson says they will be blurring people's faces as they release January 6th tape to protect them from the DOJ. Now, they're caught in, they're paint themselves into this stupid fucking corner where there's rakes, nothing but rakes to step on, because they were like, yeah, release the tapes, release the tape. You remember this? These fucking idiots. I bet I could go to DC Drano's account right now and just type in release the tapes. And there'll be all kinds of tweets where he's asking for the Speaker of the House to release the tapes. And if he doesn't release the tapes, then he's a communist or some dumb shit. Now, because Speaker Johnson is trying to make it to where they aren't rounding up a bunch of his constituents because he's releasing these tapes, DC Drano is saying that he's fucking blurring the people's faces. Why? Why? Why do they get the feeling they're going to accidentally blur the faces of undercover federal agents and assets? This is the narrative coming from the right. I want you guys to understand this, because this DC tape stuff is going to keep being in the news. And the reason why it's going to keep being in the news is because they're going to keep catching these people. Okay. They're going to keep catching these people because these tapes are being released.
First, some of the faces of persons who participate.
That's right. And what they're going to say is the reason why he's blurring them is because now Micro Johnson is part of the deep state. That's his claim he's making here, is that either he is part of the deep state or the deep state has convinced him and got to him. So that's why he's blurring the faces of undercover agents and assets. So Micro Johnson has one more strike against him with the extreme right wing MAGA in this country. Listen, Mike Johnson is not going to survive this speakership, just like Kevin McCarthy didn't survive this speakership. Just mark it down. You can write this down to December 6th, Wednesday at 1:18 p.m. Eastern in 2023. Tony Michaels said that Micro Johnson will not survive this speakership. He will lose his seat because he became speaker. That's what this guy will do. He will lose his fucking seat. And the reason why is because you can't please these people, because they paint themselves into these fascist corners with all these rakes out in front of them, because that's all they do is lie. Like Mike Johnson here is lying when he's like, oh, well, we have to blur the faces of these people to protect them from the DOJ. The waiter of the house, Micro Johnson. He says he has to blur the faces to protect them from the DOJ. The DOJ has these tapes, folks. They have the tapes. They just don't have enough fucking agents and enough fucking assets to find all these son of a bitches. That's why they don't mind that the House releases these tapes so that people on the internet can use their manpower to go find these people on social media. It's not complicated, but he's lying. He's lying. What he's doing is he's protecting people from being prosecuted so that they can release the tapes and pretend that they're doing this big favor for America by releasing the tapes without prosecuting a bunch of his constituents. It's all another big fucking lie. But I mean, you shouldn't be surprised. You should not be surprised. So DC Drano giving away the game there, basically saying that they're going to turn on Mike Johnson because Mike Johnson can't keep the lies together. All right, let me get to this clip of Jasmine Crockett. Oh, my God. I fucking love her. Not only is she got the fuck-em attitude. I mean, look at this. She has got the fuck-em attitude through and through, folks. But she's beautiful, and she's from the great state of Texas here. And it's funny because yesterday this clip, it triggered a bunch of fucking MAGA snowflakes because she said the words deplorable and states. Oh, my God. They got so fucking triggered by words. It is so fucking, it is so hilarious. This is why I say the left needs to stop getting triggered by words, because when they get triggered by words here, it's fucking fantastic. Just watch Jasmine Crockett trigger these some bitches.
When lawmakers like this are so far out of touch with what women need, we see states pushing back, at least states that will allow you to push back. I'm from the state of Texas, and of course, they don't want you to ever have an opportunity to raise your voice in the state of Texas. In fact, Ms. Perry, I know your organization, the Heritage Foundation, loves Texas. Ooh, they love Texas. They always sending us some nonsense bills that somehow set this country on the wrong trajectory. They send them to Texas. They send them.
Look at the faces in the background. I knew I was going to go on a coughing fit with this. I can't help it. She's so fucking good. Look at them in the background. Oh, my God. They're trying so hard not to fucking crack up as she just fucking wads Heritage Foundation up and dunks them in the fucking garbage. Oh, my God. Look at their faces. Let's back it up. I want to watch it again. Watch it. Watch them try to keep a straight face when she just fucking just hammers the Heritage Foundation here. Watch.
And of course, they don't want you to ever have an opportunity to raise your voice in the state of Texas. In fact, Ms. Perry, I know your organization, the Heritage Foundation, loves Texas. Yeah. Ooh, they love Texas. They always sending us some nonsense bills that somehow set this country on the wrong trajectory. They send them to Texas. They send them to Florida. Every deplorable state that we can think about, they usually coming out of y'all's think tank. But
every deplorable state, it's always coming out of y'all's think tank. Oh, my God. I am so in love. You know, the one reason why I love Jasmine Crockett so much, she is a congresswoman from the great state of Texas, but she is from St. Louis originally. So she speaks my Missouri language. Okay. She speaks my Missouri language. She has that country grammar, if you know what I'm talking about, from Nelly. She has that in her voice. She has it in her cadence, in her tempo, and her fuck 'em attitude is on high 100%. And I'm totally in love with Jasmine Crockett being in the United States Congress. Keep going.
But nevertheless, when we talk about protecting women, what we've seen is, say, in the state of Ohio was one of the most recent states when their lawmakers didn't have the courage to do what they needed to do because, of course, we believe
point of order. And
because we believe in
point of order.
Gerrymandering in this
point of order.
That horrible voice you hear is Marjorie Taylor Greene.
I moved please to strike stop my her time. I moved to strike her words, deplorable states.
That's not a point of order. Let the gentlelady proceed.
The committee will suspend. Whoa, 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 whoa. The committee will suspend. Just hold slow.
Now, this committee yesterday, they were being deplorable. And they were really, really casting hate language towards trans athletes. Now, yesterday they held a conference in the House to talk about trans women in women's sports. That's what they talked about. Now, what a lot of people don't know about this is that there's over 200,000 collegiate athletes out there. 200,000. And there's less than 50 trans athletes that compete. And even less than 50 are trans women. Okay. So this is almost a non-issue. Now, I actually believe that there can be a debate on this issue. I strongly believe that trans women have the right to compete in women's sports, right? That's my personal opinion on the issue. That's my personal opinion on the issue. But I believe that this is an issue that can be debated. I think there is cause for debate for this issue for people to feel comfortable in this situation. The problem is you can't have a debate with these fucking disingenuous pieces of shit. Republicans do not bring good faith to a debate. They don't. They haven't for a long time. They have not brought good faith. Let me show you about good faith. Let me show you the what I'm talking about. As the chairwoman, Lisa McClain, says this shit. Listen to this fucking rant that Lisa McClain in this hearing gave.
I sat here and listened to every label imaginable. I am here to protect women, girl.
Oh, listen to that. Lisa McClain is there to protect women, even though Lisa McLean voted against the Violence Against Women Act. She voted against fair. These Republicans vote against the Violence Against Women Act. They vote against fair pay for women. They vote in favor of criminalizing and banning women's health care. OK, and access to health care. All right. Get the fuck out of here with this bullshit. Again, they're not good faith actors, but I don't know. You let her yell and scream about how she loves women and then her vote says something different. But let her tell her fucking lies out loud.
Girls, my God, why do I have to apologize for that? We spent decades trying to protect women.
Get the fuck out of here with this bullshit. You have spent decades and decades and decades trying to make women second-class citizens in this fucking country. Motherfucker, I've watched it. I've been listening. You fucking piece of shit. Now, again, I actually think in this country, we can have a reasonable debate on trans athletes in sports. We can have a reasonable debate. My opinion is that it's a non-issue and the trans athletes should compete in the sports. That's my opinion. And I think a debate will make sure that that happens. A real debate. But you can't have a fucking debate with these people. That's the problem. I would love for us to have a reasonable conversation about and to put this issue to bed. That would be fucking fantastic. To have a reasonable conversation inside our political discourse to put this issue to bed. So that way people in society feel comfortable with it, right? Everyone feels comfortable, not just the fucking straight people and the non-LGBTQ community and white people, but the LGBTQ community, minority groups, especially trans people in sports feel comfortable. Okay, because they're fucking humans too, motherfucker. They're fucking humans too. They have rights and liberties just like you do. And if you start taking away their rights and liberties, yours are at risk too. So I believe that that issue around the trans, and I actually believe that that issue, that debate of trans athletes in sports will make sure this country actually does the thing and undermine the bigotry that happens towards trans people. That's what I actually believe. I believe that debate will make it easier for trans people not to be fucking terrified of these fucking fascists. But when you try to have a debate with someone who doesn't bring good faith to the debate, you can't have a debate. It's not a debate. It's not a reasonable conversation when this person says she's trying to protect fucking women when she's been doing the exact opposite with every single other issue with women. All of them. Fucking all of them. Just listen to this fucking piece of trash.
And you know what? We won. We won. So I will not apologize now or ever.
We won. Who the fuck is we and what did you win? Do you mean we, the people, won in Ohio when they told the fucking Republicans, you can't fucking touch our rights to health care. You can't criminalize our rights to health care. When the people of Virginia told Glenn Youngkin, fuck no, we're not going to give you the majority so you can fucking ban women's and criminalize women's health care, you dumb motherfucker. You mean that? What is this we shit? Lisa McLean, what is this wee shit? You got a fucking mouse in your pocket? Huh? You got a fucking mouse in your pocket? Because we ain't on the motherfucking same side when you're talking about women's rights and women's health care. You are trying to fucking get rid of it. You are trying to make women second class citizens. So if you mean that you want trans women to be just as second class as the other women you want to be second class, maybe that's what you're talking about. But you ain't winning that fucking argument, are you? Keep going, you fucking lying piece of shit.
For trying to protect my daughters and women in sports. And that's what this hearing was about. Mm. Protecting women.
Oh.
So you know what? I am a woman. Oh. And
All right. Now protect women in doctor's offices. Protect their privacy in doctor's offices. Now do that. McClain. Now do that, you fucking trunt. Do that. Fucking talk about and have a hearing about protecting women's rights and privacy in a fucking doctor's office. Talk about protecting their rights to receiving health care to save their fucking lives. You fucking bitch. Fuck. Get the fuck out of here with this shit. And you think we can have reasonable conversations with these people? Yeah, fuck no. You can't have reasonable conversations with these people because these people do not have good faith conversations. It's always lies. Always lies and fraud with these motherfuckers. Shit, half the time they don't even know what the fuck they're arguing when they're arguing. Let me show you this case in Missouri. This is fucking wild shit. This is in my state of Missouri. Let me find this fucking clip. There's a member of the Nazi Party in Missouri who has introduced a bill to make it a class A felony for a woman to have a procedure to remove an ectopic pregnancy. Now, I'm not shitting you. I wouldn't shit. You're my favorite turd. Now, this is the committee meeting where they're questioning this fucking asswipe. His name is the representative, the Nazi Party representative in Missouri, who is head sponsor of this bill. His name is Brian Schitz. I don't know. I don't want to tell you. It's Brian Schitz. And he wants to criminalize women's health care. And two sessions ago, he admitted that the death penalty would be on the table in cases of abortion. That's right. He's a pro-lifer, isn't he? No, he's a forced birther. He's a forced birther. But listen to this shit. This guy wrote this bill in Missouri to make it a class B and a class A felony to have a medical procedure to save your fucking life as a woman. You know what? He doesn't even know what a class A and a class B felony is. No clue. Watch this shit. Watch.
B felony?
No, I do not.
It's minimum of 5 B felony?
No, I do not.
It's minimum of 5 years in prison, maximum of 15.
Okay.
Do you know the range of punishment for a class A felony?
No, I do not.
It's a minimum of 10 years in prison to a maximum of 30 years in prison or life. So you're talking.
So this guy writes a bill in Missouri. Gonna make a medical procedure a fucking crime. Class A and class B felonies. And this motherfucker didn't even have the brain power to look up what a class A felony and a class B felony punishments were. Didn't even have the fucking smarts to look it up first. Has no clue. But keep listening, it gets worse.
Talking severe penalties.
It's a very serious issue when we're talking about what I would consider the murder of an infant in the womb and the possible harm and possibly even causage of death. If they're using these drugs and these in an illegal manner, it could actually kill the woman. And I think.
Oh, but he's okay with the death penalty to kill the woman who's already dead. These people are fucking dumb. You know what the crazy part is? Look at this guy. It's this guy right down here that wrote this fucking bill. This piece of fucking Nazi trash. Piece of Nazi fucking trash. This motherfucker is. This son of a bitch right here will never, ever, ever have to live in fear under the law that he has written. Never have to live under the fear of this law because, number one, he's an old, wrinkly, white ball sack and he's a fucking man. Fascist motherfucking piece of shit. Keep listening, it gets worse.
I think that penalty is probably not even strict enough.
Go as far as offering the death penalty as a solution.
We'll have to look at that in other legislation.
So let me get this straight. Listen to this. If a woman has an ectopic pregnancy, it can threaten her life. It's one of the most dangerous as far as I know. I'm a man, so I don't know a lot about that shit. But from what I understand, it's one of the most dangerous pregnancies that a woman can have is an ectopic pregnancy. And if you don't know what it is, go look that shit up. Almost all women know what it is. Every single one of them know what it is because it's the biggest danger to their lives during pregnancy. It's one of the most deadly fucking pregnancies out there is an ectopic pregnancy. Okay. What he's saying is he's going to criminalize the procedure to save a woman's fucking life from an ectopic pregnancy is not viable. It can never be a baby. It is a pregnancy that stops in the fallopian tube, if I'm correct. And it doesn't get down into the fucking womb. And it can kill the woman. It can kill them. And it's a slow, painful death. It ain't like she just fucking wakes up one day and is dead before she hits the ground. Not that kind of shit. Not that kind of dead. It's a slow, miserable fucking death. And what this piece of shit wants to do is he wants to pass a law in Missouri to make sure that a woman has to suffer that cruel, painful, torturous death because if she didn't and she got her ectopic pregnancy removed, which in all real honesty is an easy procedure by today's standards. It's still dangerous, but they do it all the time. These procedures that they use, the drugs that they use, save women's lives so that they can be a mother, so that they can get pregnant. I know people who are my friends personally that had to have an ectopic pregnancy removed and then went on to become a mother. And without having that ectopic pregnancy removed, they would have never been able to be pregnant and be a mother. Never. They went and had the procedure so they could create life. You fucking dummy. But this guy wants to make sure that it's not only a class B felony, it's a class A felony, which is 30 years to life. But he also wants to look at other legislation to see if there's the death penalty. He claims in his little diatribe that it's so important that he protects the life of the unborn child, which in an ectopic pregnancy will never be a child. An ectopic pregnancy is not viable. It will never become a fucking human. It is a dead pregnancy. But what he wants to do is, in case the woman has a procedure to save her life that he claims to care about, he wants to fucking kill her. He wants to fucking kill her dead. I mean, I don't know if he wants to use the electric chair, if he wants to use death by hanging. I'm not really sure. Maybe he wants to use death by hanger. I don't know. But this is the fucking Republican Nazi Party, folks. They're electing these pieces of fucking trash. And that fucking bitch McClain is yelling and screaming on Capitol Hill that they're protecting women? Get the fuck out of here with that bullshit. You can go fuck yourself. You can go fuck yourself, McClain. And this piece of shit right here, Brian Schetz. If you want to know his name, here, I'll give you his fucking name. He's a goddamn elected official. Maybe you can look him up if you're in Missouri and call his fucking office and tell him how much of a piece of trash he is and how fucking, you got to be nice about it. Don't threaten him. Don't do that. Don't be an idiot. You need to follow Laura here, Laura Burkhart here. Also, she's a great Moms Demand Action activist in Missouri. She's out of St. Louis, but you got to follow her on Twitter as well. Please follow her on Twitter. But here's his name, Brian Schetz. It's spelled S-E-I-T-Z. I say Schetz because shit just flies out of this idiot's mouth. This fascist piece of shit. And let me tell you something. It ain't just this motherfucker in Missouri. There's handfuls of these Republican fascist Nazi men in Missouri that want to criminalize women's fucking health care. That's right. He's a fucking shit eater. Cavadome says he's a shit eater. Shat eater. But I say shit eater. Fucking asshole. What a fucking asshole. So go follow Laura because she stays on top of this, the same that Jess Piper stays on top of the Missouri legislator. And even if you're not in the state of Missouri, look, they're going to copycat this shit. If you don't think these Nazis all around the country are going to copycat this fucking stupid shit, you're out of your goddamn mind. Fascists are not creative, folks. That's all they do is copy. That's all they fucking do is copy. So, if McClain claims that she is for women because it's a transgender sports issue, well, fuck me running. Because they ain't fucking supporting women. They ain't protecting women or their rights or their lives. They don't give two fucking shits about women other than for them to be fucking brood mares, for them to be earthen vessels. And by God, if you can't be an earthen vessel, then we'll put you to fucking death. They're a fucking death cult is what the fuck these Nazis are. And they're Nazis, folks. You don't believe me? Oh, they think Trump's a Nazi too. Look at this. I'm going to show you proof. Here's Sebastian Gorka, our friend Seb. I love you, Seb. Here's Seb Gorka talking to Matt Venmo Gatz. But listen, watch the chyron here, because they're talking about Trump being a Nazi, right? Because that's what this does. Nazi shit rolls downhill, right? Nazi shit rolls downhill. And it's rolling downhill from Trump all the way to these.
Except Missouri. For day one.
That's right. Dictator from day one. But watch this. Watch the chyron down here. See if you can spot something.
And so all they're saying is Donald Trump, Nazi, 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 fascism, dictatorship. It looks like that is their campaign platform for.
Well, I mean, it's not our campaign platform. It's Trump's campaign. Yeah, he wants to be dictator on day one. It's his campaign platform. It's not ours. Yeah, we're not forcing him to say this shit, Seb, you dumb son of a bitch. But look at the chyron here. Trump is a Nazi. Let me tell you something. I've been saying they were Nazis for 3 fucking years. 3 years I've been on the internet calling these motherfuckers Nazis. And just in the last few weeks has MSNBC on their flagship show, Morning Joe, decided to start call Trump a fascist. Okay? That's right. My rhetoric, my yelling and screaming and saying it out loud, not giving a fuck what someone thinks about it, has started to seep into the narrative. It started to seep into the narrative. And even Morning Joe is using the F word, fascism. And it's because of people like me who've been yelling and screaming that they're nincompoop Nazis for 3 goddamn years. Because I've seen the writing on the wall for a long time. But the best part is that on Seb Gorka's show, the narrative is working because they have to print the words on the chyron, Trump is a Nazi. Literally, they have to spell it out. Our messaging is working, folks. Our messaging is working. When Seb Gorka has to have on his show the words Trump is a Nazi, our narrative is leaking, even into their media. They can't help it anymore. They're on the defense. We're on offense. We got to stay on fucking offense. Trust me. I know how to have some fucking political offense. Those guys at fucking Pod Saves America, David Pacman, NPR, some of these other fucking chuckleheads, they're all on defense, folks. Every fucking one of them is on defense. Just go listen to them. There's very few left-wing commentators that are on offense. Very few of them. I'm always on offense. Always. I want them to have to defend their fucking positions. And this is a good example of how we stay on offense and why offense is so important, because they start printing shit on their fucking chyrons. They start putting text on their chyrons. Trump is a Nazi. But listen to this little stupid crybaby diatribe.
2024.
I think it's even worse. I think that they are greenlighting assassination.
Yeah.
When you hear people talk about Trump as Hitler.
Oh, this is more fucking projection. They're greenlighting assassination. Get the fuck out of here. Everyone's calling for him to be jailed, you dumb son of a bitch. They're calling for him to be jailed. The only people that are sending out death threats are fucking MAGA. That's the only people being arrested for death threats. Like the guy in Utah. What was that stupid fuck's name? If the FBI showed up at his house because he's threatened to shoot Joe Biden with a high power rifle, assassinate him at like a sniper style. So they went to his house and he ended up fucking having a shootout with the goddamn FBI, and they had to fucking shoot him dead. That guy, huh? Okay. Raider Nation here says Pac-Man rocks. Are you talking about David Pac-Man or the game Pac-Man? Because I gotta tell you, David Pac-Man is not good at commentary. He's not good at. He used to be the standard of commentary. He's not anymore. He's not. I mean, he's got syndication, and you know, he doesn't curse, so he gets to be on a lot of radio stations. But he's no trendsetter, Raider Nation. And you might like David Pac-Man. You may go listen to him. Fine, whatever. I don't care. I can't tell you not to listen to David Pac-Man. But David Pac-Man is horrible at commentary. He's horrible at it. Most of these motherfuckers are horrible at it. They have to be scripted. They have to write it out. They have to be well-produced to produce commentary. They have to really sit down and write out an argument to make an argument about democracy. It's pathetic, really, if you want to know the honest truth, that you can't just make a simple argument about democracy and you can't do it off the cuff. I mean, maybe I'm off my rocker here, but I follow David. I've watched David's clips and his shit. I'm hoping that's the Pac-Man you mean, Rox. And Raider Nation, there's no offense. I hope you keep listening to me, and I hope you keep going and listen to Pac-Man. Because I would get the same shit when I would knock TYT a year ago. A year ago or a year and a half ago, I started saying TYT was shit. Because it is shit. TYT's garbage. It's fucking trash. And a lot of the audience was like, no, you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong. And then they went and listened to it after I said what I said about them. And they're like, yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. And listen, David could be really good at commentary again if he wanted to be. He could be really good at it if he wanted to be. I don't know. Maybe he does want to be. I'd love to have a conversation with David about it in private or in public. I would do it in private or in public. I would have a conversation with him. I've had conversations with a lot of American commentators, a lot of commentators that you guys know in private and in public, for that matter, about this very fucking issue. And I'm telling you right now that the left wing and the left and liberals in general have needed someone like me for a long time. Because there isn't someone like me out there besides me. And I hope that they copycat me. I mean, I've already seen people try to copycat me, trying to do what I do here on this show. Because a lot of the left didn't do shit live. Most of the left produces their show and then fucking post the shit. They're like, oh, let's make a YouTube video. We'll post it so we get a lot of views. They're not willing to do a fucking 2-hour show. David does a radio show, but he's horrible at it. It's boring. It's dry. He takes forever to talk about. And then the other thing too is he really doesn't. He doesn't punch as hard as he should, and he really doesn't defend democracy like he should. The other thing that David does that I don't do is I don't capitulate to the media's narrative. I mean, during 2022, when there was a red wave coming, David Pakman, if you go listen to his commentary, believed the media's bullshit when he would say that there was a red wave coming. You can go listen to David in September of 2022, and he believed the media's bullshit about a red wave. Tony Michaels did not believe that bullshit. I did not believe that nonsense. Fuck no. Hal Sparks is also one that did not believe that nonsense. Hal does his show differently, though. Hal doesn't do a show like it's different. Hal definitely punches at these people really hard. I'll give you that. Hal punches. And I've had Hal on the show. Hal's a friend of mine. I've talked to Hal in private, and I've talked to him in public. And Hal does a great job with his show. It's just different than what mine is. It's different. Richard Ojeda, Major, does a show, and it's different than mine. He punches pretty hard, but it's just different. It's got a different tone. So, you know, say what you want. I hope there's a lot of copycats out there. I hope more people copy me. I've been seeing that a lot. People copying me or try to copy me when I do on this show. I've been seeing it, and I'm glad. I'm happy for it. I hope more and more people copy me. That's what I want. That's what I want. I want people to copy. Andrea says, Hal and Tony are both live, so they'll always have my attention and heart. Thank you, Andrea. Thank you, Andrea. Hal does a great show. And me and Hal, like, we agree on almost all the shit. And the reason why is because me and Hal are liberals. Capital L liberals. Hal is a liberal. And he's not scared to say that. He doesn't hide it. Right? And I believe Hal has that new style, that new brand of liberalism that is coming, that we see in Moskowitz, that we see in Crockett, that we see in Fetterman. That we, these people who are willing to fucking stand up and pound their fist and say, fuck you, you're a dummy. And here's why you're a dummy. So, B.A. Ware says, all great, so is Pakman. Listen, I'm not saying you shouldn't listen to him. I'm not saying you shouldn't listen to him. I'm not saying that. I'm saying when you listen to him, you should really listen. You should really listen. That's all I'm saying. And use your critical thinking and logic when you're listening to what they're saying. That's all I'm saying. Just keep your ears open. Keep it open. did someone say Glenn too? I see you're trying to fucking bait me. Someone's trying to bait me in getting on Glenn too. I see what you're doing. You're throwing the bait out there. No, I mean, I like Glenn. I like Glenn, but the 14th Amendment stuff is stupid. It's really stupid. Now, Marcus said he quit TYT cold turkey. How'd that go? Did you get the shakes? Yeah, you need to quit TYT. I mean, you can go listen to Pakman, go listen to some of these others that I knock, but definitely don't listen to TYT. That shit's garbage. I mean, there's like the Rebel HQ. They got the Rebel HQ YouTube channel. A lot of those people are kind of independent, and they do independent videos, so they're pretty good because they're not under the narrative of TYT and fucking Cenk Unger. So, you know, there's a lot of those independents. And Ben Glebe, I've had Ben Glebe on the show, and Ben Glebe has been really pushing back on Cenk Unger if you watched any of this stuff on TYT. Yeah, I keep up with it. I got to make sure that what I'm saying is still true. I watch David Pakman clips too. I watch David's clips to make sure I keep up with his boring ass. So I know he's still boring, and I know what I'm saying about him is still true, that he's still horrible at commentary. And he is. I mean, you know, you can hate me, love me, whatever. You know, but I just tell the truth. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Lucky who we have here. Lucky who we have here. The guy with the last name, Sanchez. Hey, are you going to be a dictator on your show today?
Are you? I am. I'm from day one.
Day one? Okay. Are you going to be a dictator today? Tell us what you're going to talk about, Gabe Sanchez. Well, I put your link up.
I got an update on my car situation.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's not good. Man. We'll talk about that. We're going to, of course, talk about the dictator. We're going to talk about Kevin McCarthy, the cowardly lion, who said he would never quit. I'm not quitting.
I knew he was quit.
And then, of course, we're going to cover George Santos and Mike Johnson. It's going to be a fucking a circus.
Micro Johnson?
That's what they call him.
The speaker? He's the wiener of the house?
The guy with such a small member of Congress that he will blur out the private information so that people are safe.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So he has a small member is what you're saying.
He is a small member of Congress.
Well, you know what else? Speaking of small members of Congress, I heard the elf on the shelf, Patrick McHenry, is not going to seek re-election either. So he's out too. There's going to be taller people in Congress, possibly. So.
I mean, the average will go up, right. You know?
So have you got any great new news on your buddy, George Santos, who is a former member of Congress? You got any news on that you're going to cover today?
I know that, you know, he's become a cam girl. A cameo girl.
Okay. He loves OnlyFans, apparently. I hear that. Maybe.
Here's the thing. Like, anyone out there who's like, I'm just going to say this right now. If you're out there and you're saying, like, I'm going to buy a cameo as a joke, don't do it. Don't do it.
I don't know. I thought the Fetterman one was pretty good.
Okay. That one, when you're trolling like that, for sure. However, now I think I got a notification because I'm on Cameo as well. And I reactivated my profile to like go in and see his account. And within 6 hours, I got a message from someone asking if they could take photos of my feet, which I was like, I don't know how that works. But here's the thing. They had to pay to message me. So that's jokes on them.
I would totally, if someone wanted a picture of my foot, yeah, I'll send you a picture of my feet. Do whatever you want with it. Fucking
the
weirdo.
Message that I got.
Pay me, bitch. Fuck you, pay me.
Let me just read you this message real quick. Let me go into Cameo. Boom. Okay. Inbox. Somebody, I won't say their name. They said, Gabe, you rock. Well, thanks. Let me know if you want to make money to make videos of your footwear and feet. It'd be super easy and it'd mean a lot from you. Let me know because they'd be super dope. I'd pay on Venmo or PayPal if preferred. Please make DMs free.
Ooh.
It costs like $2. I didn't even know there was a setting, but it costs $2 to DM me. So
you know, it kind of harkens me back to that great picture that we had of Tony sucks, Gabe walks. It feels like those were your shoes, and that's what they want, is they want a video of you putting on those shoes.
Maybe I should make this guy my sugar daddy.
Yeah. Your feet and daddy. Then, your foot daddy.
And then be like, look, I need a new car. So, you know, if you want to buy me a new car.
That's it. Boom. New wheels. Gabe Sanchez needs new wheels. Go to Cameo and buy feet photos and videos from. Go do your show. Go do your show. Everyone, stick around here on YouTube. Stick around on Twitch. What Was That Live with Gabe Sanchez coming up right after this show. Thanks for joining me today. I had so much fun with you guys. As always, make sure that you guys go to thetonymichaels.com. Find your favorite way to support the show. But as I said earlier, there is a promo code, 10% off your entire order in the Tattoo Merch store. Go to the Tattoo Merch Collection on thetonymichaels.com. Use the promo code HOLIDAY10. That's HOLIDAY10. HOLIDAY, all caps, 10, hey, HOLIDAY10.
What, we'll have a coupon day.
It is a coupon. It's coupon day until Sunday for 10% off your entire Tattoo Merch order. Use the promo code HOLIDAY10. That's HOLIDAY10. I appreciate every single one of you. Same time, same place. Stick around for Gabe Sanchez. Stick around. Don't go anywhere on YouTube or Twitch. You'll go directly over there. Surf's up, motherfuckers.
You've been listening to the Tony Michaels podcast. In your face commentary of current events and political news. No rules, no boundaries. I think we've made that perfectly clear. We hope you enjoyed the show and we'll be back soon. In the meantime, follow Tony on social media at the Tony Michaels. And until next time, raise a fist and repeat after me. Fuck 'em.
Murphy's Meal Barn, head ass speaking.